This is the Gaiagram, environmental headlines from around a planet in crisis.
About 10 million residents of the Colombian capital, Bogota, are being forced to ration water amid crippling shortages due to a severe drought. It comes as the El Niño climate phenomenon pushes reservoir levels to their lowest point in decades. Officials have split the region around the capital into 9 zones, each zone taking turns to switch off water services for 24 hours. Hospitals and schools are exempt. The city's mayor called the situation dire. According to satellite images analyzed by the BBC, Morocco's second largest reservoir that serves some of its major cities and has been central to farm irrigation is drying up. 6 consecutive years of drought and climate change, which causes record temperatures that lead to more evaporation, have threatened water supplies across the North African nation and hit agriculture and the economy in general. Forensic and environmental experts have teamed up to develop a new scientific method to pinpoint microplastic pollution hotspots in open waters. A recent study was trialed in New York's Long Island Sound. A spokeswoman for the project said Long Island Sound was a location of interest because it has lots of factors that can cause pollution. It's an estuary that has high populations of wildlife, it is a busy transport route frequented by cargo ships, and is a popular fishing area. It is also highly populated and a major tourist destination. Researchers said while more research is needed to understand microplastic concentrations and implications of this pollution fully, the very presence is enough to engage in solution development and solution deployment, identifying where the microplastic pollution originates. The EU's Green Claims Directive, a part of the EU Commission's European Green Deal, is committed to, amongst other things, to ensuring that consumers are empowered to make better informed choices and to tackling environmental claims. It sets the minimum criteria that companies need to meet when they're making claims to consumers about the environmental benefits and performances of their products or services. The GCD broadly defines green claims as any voluntary message that either has a positive impact on the environment, no negative impact on the environment, a lower negative impact on the environment than other similar products or traders, or a lower negative impact on the environment than previous versions of the product or service. The European Court of Human Rights has issued a groundbreaking rule in a case between a group of Swiss women and their government. It found that Switzerland is in violation of the European Convention on Human Rights for failing in its duties to combat climate change. The court also set out a path for organizations to bring further cases. This case was the first opportunity for the court to consider the duties of states in the context of climate change and the first climate change case to be heard by an international human rights court. The decision will have a ripple effect across Europe and beyond, as it sets a binding precedent for how courts should deal with the rising tide of litigation in which it is argued that the climate crisis involves human rights violations. As found in the magazine Smithsonian, sea otters are not just cute and lovable, they also help a crucial habitat flourish. These critters have a well-known influence on kelp forest ecosystems. In central California, the mammals mostly eat sea urchins, which feed on kelp. If sea urchin populations grow too much, they eat kelp to the point of destroying underwater forests. But otters control the sea urchin population, allowing kelp to thrive. Scientists at Monterey Bay Aquarium looked at a century of kelp maps and found the growth of sea otter populations over the last century improved vital habitat. The findings emphasize the role of sea otters in their ecosystems and support nature-based solutions for restoring kelp forests in the future.
This was the Gaiagram, environmental headlines from around a planet in crisis.